Thank you. On behalf of the family, thank you for being here as a source of encouragement through your words and just your presence. It means more than sometimes we realize. Even though this is not a day that we would have drawn up, it still is a day the Lord has made, and He has given us reason, especially pointed out to us through His word, that there still is reason to rejoice and be thankful. And so I invite your attention to the Victory Service Bulletin for Melody. The order of service, we turn our attention to page 2. We begin this Christian Victory Service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We have come together to seek God's comfort in our sorrow and to rejoice in the promise of the resurrection. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you wept at the grave of your friend Lazarus, and you consoled Mary and Martha in their distress. Draw near to us who mourn for Melody, and dry the tears of all who weep. Calm our troubled hearts, dispel our doubts and fears, and lead us to praise you for having brought her to faith. In your rising from the dead, you conquered death and opened the gates to eternal life. Strengthen us with your word and lead us through this earthly life until at last we are united with you and all the saints in glory everlasting.
Amen.
We sing a hymn emphasizing God's promise to Melody and to us all. God loved the world so that He gave.
We turn our attention to these words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul.
He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
So true for Melody. And so we hear these words of resurrection comfort. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. The Apostle Paul writes to the Romans, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus gives us this comfort. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God."
He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
When Christ, who is our life, appears,
then we also will appear with him in glory.
We will be before the throne of God
and serve him day and night in his temple.
Never again will we hunger.
Never again will we thirst.
For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be our shepherd. He will lead us to springs of living water.
And God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
Let us pray. God of all grace, you sent your Son, Jesus, to destroy the power of death and to open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we too shall live. Comfort us with your promise that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Reading from Holy Scripture, Psalm 46. While we would like to have answers to why this or that happens in life, there is one constant that remains that sure thing, and that is that God remains the same through the turmoils and also the joyful experiences of life. And thankfully, Melody was able to express that confidence in her God. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Holy Scripture from the book of Philippians, emphasizing the fact by the grace of God, Melody has been and is a citizen of God's heaven. We give thanks for this. As such, she indeed has left a legacy for all of us. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us, then, who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already obtained.
Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and I'll tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Natalie Lynn Carlson was born on December 18, 1944, in Vallejo, California, to Daryl and Harriet Eaton. While there were many significant dates during Melody's life on Earth, at this time we note her confirmation in the faith on June 28, 1964, and her wedding day on January 21, 1967, in Tarzana, California, to Dwayne Victor Carlson. Their life together was blessed in so many ways, including with the gift of children and grandchildren, being able to work together, having shared interests, and a love for travel. Melody was known for her love of roses, along with koi fish, pickleball, sailing, baking. Yes, someone has been known to say her apple pies were awesome. Snorkeling, dominoes, sunset cruises, and singing in the choir. Melody was called home to the Lord's side in heaven on January 19, 2022, while at home in Granite Bay, California, at the age of 77 years. She fought the good fight of faith to the end of her life on earth. Melody was preceded in death by her parents, along with her brother Daryl. She is survived by her husband Dwayne, daughters Christine Collins, husband Tim, and Cherise Gray, husband Doug, three grandchildren and three great-grandchildren, sisters Diane and Janice, along with other relatives and friends. Melody's earthly remains will be laid to rest at the Sacramento Valley National Cemetery in Dixon, California. O God, the Father in heaven, have mercy on us. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. O God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us and grant us your peace. Amen. In a reading from Holy Scripture, this one from the Gospel of St. John, the 14th chapter, where the Lord reminds us that there are no empty promises. Jesus fulfills all his promises in his time for us. And this is what was promised Melody and to all of us. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Another hymn to offer us comfort in the promises of God, Be Still My Soul.
Thank you.
Duane and family, God's
grace and his peace and his mercy be yours in great abundance, not just today, but each and every day of life here on earth. And thankfully, that is able to happen because of our Lord Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Savior. A hymn writer wrote, "We are the Lord's, his all-sufficient merit. Sealed on the cross, to us this grace accords. We are the Lord's, and all things shall inherit. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's." Words inspired by the Apostle Paul, who was inspired by the Holy Spirit as the Lord was in his life. The Apostle Paul sitting in a prison cell for preaching the gospel. And not knowing if he would be released from that prison cell or if he would find his death in that prison cell, he was able to say, as recorded for us in Philippians, "To live is Christ and to die is gain." If I get out of this prison, I'm going to continue to live for Christ, who has given me life not just for here on earth, but for life eternal. And if I die in this prison, well, I'm going to heaven and I'm going to be with Christ. And all that junk of earthly life is behind me. Now, the Apostle Paul came to appreciate the fact that he was in a win-win situation, whether in life or in death, because the Lord Jesus had called him later on in life. Because as you may recall, the Apostle Paul, a Jew of Jews, a Pharisee of Pharisees, as he described himself, was out and about persecuting the followers of Jesus Christ. It was on one of those trips that the Lord God called out to him and said, "Paul, why are you persecuting me? Follow me." And by the grace of God, the Apostle Paul did. He was familiar with the Old Testament scriptures, the promises about God, how to recognize Jesus when he would come in flesh, the miracles that he would perform, and the teachings that he would teach. But by the grace of God, and only by the grace of God, was Paul able to connect the dots. That the one that he was persecuting and his followers was really the one who was the promised one. And from that time on, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul really is known as the greatest apostle, witness of Jesus Christ of all time. He faced thick and thin for the Lord Jesus Christ, even willing to end up in a prison cell and die for the name of Christ rather than forsake that name. And so for him, to live was Christ and to die was and is gain. You know who else had that win-win situation? Your wife and mother and grandmother and friend, Melody. Melody was and is given that same win situation here on earth and is living it forever in heaven. Praise the Lord. The grace that was shown to the Apostle Paul is the same grace that was shown to Melody in her life. It's the same grace that is shown to each and every one of us. Jesus didn't just come to live on this earth to suffer and die for one person or two people, but for all people. And Melody, by God's doing, through the Word, the means of grace, brought her to believe in Jesus as her Savior. So that she could go through this life, through all the trials and tribulations and all the joys as well, knowing that no matter what happened to her, rich or poor, she was still in a win-win situation. And how important that was, especially those last days. I mean, she fought the good fight to the end. And she too, with the Apostle Paul, though different circumstances, would rather be here with you celebrating life. But she also was ready if the Lord was going to take her, knowing that you would be okay in God's grace. Praise the Lord for the win-win situation that Melody was given and has. And so even though she wasn't able to go to Mexico that last time, because the Lord allowed different plans to intervene, she knew it was going to be okay. Because of that grace in her life. That win-win that she was given. And so throughout her life, she was living that. She definitely has left us a legacy. She had an appreciation for God's creation. Flowers, roses in particular. Koi fish. She was an adventurer. She was a hard worker. Faithful mother. Was she perfect? She'd be the first to admit, no. And that's what made her appreciate all the more her Savior Jesus Christ, who took all her sins and failures as a wife and a mother and a worker, an employer, an employee, to the cross with him and left them there. She was forgiven. And every day, God's mercies are fresh and new, where we are reminded of, as she was, that her sins are forgiven so she could live her life anew in Jesus, knowing she was going to fail that day too, in some way or another, but that God would pick her right back up again. Not because of who she was, but because of who he is. She had confidence. Maybe not expressed at every moment of every day, but lived. She had confidence in her Lord Jesus Christ because she knew she had that win-win situation in life and in death. And that's the legacy she wants to leave for all of you, and the hope that she has for all of you. That we all would come to realize that win-win situation we have in life and in death, because life here on earth, it's not all roses without thorns. It has thorns. In heaven, the thorns are removed. But we can endure through the thorns thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ, who lived the perfect life that God the Father, the creator of us all, demands, but we cannot live up to. And so he took that perfect life that he lived in our place, and he took it to the cross and died that innocent death that we deserve to die. And he said from that cross, it is finished. Sins forgiven, paid for. And through his gospel, his grace works and brings people to believe in what Jesus has done. And now when God looks at that believer, he sees that perfect life that Christ has won. It's credited to us, along with that innocent death. It's credited to us as if we did not sin. What a gift. The great exchange. So that we, along with Melody and countless others, can live our life with confidence in that win-win situation that he has put us in. So as you go through trials and tribulations of life, God has a purpose for those too. To remind us that this life is temporary, and to keep our eyes fixed on the cross of Jesus, where we have that win-win situation for our life guaranteed, along with the empty tomb. Because he lives, we too shall live. And that was Melody's confidence. What a treat, that last visit with her, to hear her express that. Again, would she rather be here? Sure. Well, at the same time, she knows where she's at. She knew where she was going. Treasure that. Imitate that. For to me, the Apostle Paul said, as well as Melody, to live is Christ and to die is gain. We are the Lord's. No evil can befall us. In the dread hour of life's fast loosening cords, no pains of death shall even then appall us. Death we shall vanquish, for we are the Lord's. Duane and family and friends find comfort through that gift the Lord has given to Melody and gives to you as well. Amen. We join in a confession of faith summarizing the Christian's faith, the faith that Melody was led to confess. It's on page 6. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We now sing a hymn which captures God's amazing grace in the life of Melody and in all of ours. Let us pray. Almighty God, we praise you for the great company of saints who have finished their lives in faith and now rest from their labors. We remember especially our loved one Melody, whom you have redeemed by the blood of your Son and received as your dear child through holy baptism. We thank you for giving her to us as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In your compassion, comfort all who are sad in this hour. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We praise you for your love in Christ, which sustains us in life and death. In our earthly sorrows, help us find strength in the fellowship of the church, joy in the forgiveness of sins, and hope in the resurrection to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You do not leave us comfortless, but strengthen and care for us through your word and sacrament. You give us family, friends, and neighbors to help when there is loneliness now and in the days to come. Brighten our future with a firm trust in your promises and care.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remove our fears and make us bold to pray with confidence, as our Savior has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Treasure those words, the Lord does abide with you. And as you have emotions with certain smells and look at pictures and so forth, those are all gifts from the Lord to help you treasure what's in your heart. She'll always be there. And we look forward to the reunion in the skies. God be praised for his grace in her life and also in your life, Duane, and family and all of ours. Please feel free to stay as long as you are able to meet and greet with the family and to share memories. God be praised. Thank you.